join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Girl, put your sunglasses on.
About 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's get it on. Tuesday, 3/12/13. Coming up in a few minutes, a blast from the past. Roberta and Jennifer, and I'm sorry, Richie isn't here for this conversation, although maybe we'll make this a frequent conversation. How many of you remember Mr. Biz? Raise your hands, please.
You know, I thought I did, Dougie. I totally did. And then Michael said, Jen, you and I have been here the same amount of time, and I don't remember Mr. Biz. So maybe I'm making it up because he's so famous.
He is. He is famous with the he's got legions of fans on the Good Day program. So Mr. Biz is going to join us in a few minutes because there's so much discussion of the markets, the Dow Jones being at a high. What's the reason for that? What's the value of your dollar? Lots of money news and information and input from Mr. Biz. In a matter of moments later on, we'll have Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru, help us stay in shape. There was an earthquake yesterday in Southern California, which Jennifer may have felt.
Did not.
I did not feel it. Mm-hmm. Although Ken Kessler, who's back with us on the program as well, lives in San Diego County. And Kenny, you felt this is a 4.7 earthquake. The center was northeast of San Diego, which is kind of where you are, isn't it?
I am on the east side, but I slept right through it.
You didn't feel it either.
Yeah, really.
4.7, you have to know, for hardcore Californians like Ken and myself,
right.
And you, Dougie, you know, 4.7, we could sneeze a 4.7, please.
Right. Well, there were some buildings in downtown L.A. that rattled a little bit. Orange County saw some people reporting some damage, and I don't think there are any injuries. It's just, you know, these are small seismic events that, as usual, the news media plays them up to a hilt, to a fare-thee-well, and they don't mean anything. It's just, I suppose, conversation in a sense, because the planet is changing, the shelf is changing, the plates are changing, and never mind that. What are we having for lunch?
I know. The good news is, though, with all these earthquakes that are happening, that did you hear that we are not at risk in Los Angeles anyway for a tsunami? So this is good.
No.
They said it would be very hard. Those circumstances would have to be like the perfect storm for us to have a tsunami here, which is good. They did
because
of research.
Not only the plate, but it's the way the bay is, the Los Angeles basin is built, if you will. Everything would be cut on either side. The waves would be sort of cut as they would come across because the northern part of Malibu, I wouldn't want to be living in the northern part of Malibu or up in Santa Barbara if there was a tsunami because they're pretty exposed. But Los Angeles isn't as exposed, and neither is Long Beach, I don't think, if I'm thinking about the geography of it in the right way. At any rate, in a moment, the important part of the conversation this hour will be the focus on your money and the markets with Mr. Biz. Mark Sheinbaum joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler. Richie's off today, and he'll be sorry because Mr. Biz is here. I was trying to remember when the last time Mark Sheinbaum was actually on this program, and I can't. Can you? You probably remember it better than I do.
I cannot remember. My mind is not that brilliant.
All right, for those of you who don't know, Mr. Sheinbaum, Mr. Biz's CV includes a long time working in the bond market. He actually started as a radio guy. Roberta, you remember he was a reporter. Weren't you a reporter for UPS like Roberta was, if
not
I remember?
UPS, UPI.
UPI. My mother used to do that all the time. She said, my daughter works for UPS. I said, Mom, no, I don't deliver mail, Mom.
All right.
UPI, United Press International.
So, but then you went into working in the money business, and you've had, what, 30-some-odd years, just to give people a backgrounder, 30-some-odd years.
I'm sure it was brilliant.
Yeah. Was it 30 years? How long was it that you've been in this, involved in selling and being an advisor, a financial advisor?
About 31 years, I guess, 33 years of trying to help people help themselves, I would think.
All right, so let's talk about the Dow Jones. A lot of people have wondered why it has gone to the height that it is, given the economy is basically flat. I noticed something yesterday, a 0.1% growth so far this year, and last year was down 0.1%, so we don't have any growth at all. Why is the Dow going up the way it is?
Because it's an alternative to very, very low interest rates in other environments for people. I mean, there are some folks who are willing to take a little bit of risk, and they might look at a company such as Heinz Ketchup, which is just announced it's being taken over, or Ford Motor Company, which was not bailed out by anyone. And if you believe they'll still be alive in 5 to 10 years, and you can buy a stock at $10 a share, or maybe in a year sell at $11 a share, you just made 10% plus the 2% dividend. That's a 12% total return, whereas a CD in the neighborhood bank might give you 2 or 3%.
All right, so what are you telling people or your clients that are, if they're comfortably ensconced in, let's say, bonds, are bonds at 5%, where can you get 5% return on at the moment?
Well, you're not going to get it in investment-grade bonds. I mean, you're going to have to become riskier into junk bonds, grade corporate bonds, 5%. I mean, in some countries of Europe, in emerging growth countries, if you want to be risky. My main concern with bonds is that if you understand that interest rates go back up.
We're having a problem hearing you now.
Maybe.
Maybe we should look into investment into cell phones.
Investing in a new phone. Can you hear us? Because we can't hear you. Let me see how they...
No, I was able to hear Roberta.
All right.
Oh, that was Jennifer. But that's good. We can hear you now.
All right. So let's talk about the reason the banks have so much cash. They're the bad guys, or at least everybody makes them the bad guys with regard to the recession. The Fed printing more money. What's basically the value of a dollar bill now versus a dollar 10, 12 years ago?
Well, inflation has not hurt the dollar. I mean, so we're not seeing the type of inflation you had in the 1980s and 1990s. The problem is the people with the dollars, Doug, are not loaning it out. So the banks you were talking about are making money. They have a wonderful out. Their excuse is the government has tightened up the regulations It's tougher to get an appraisal. It's tougher to get a mortgage. So guess what? We're going to be very careful who we loan money to. In the meantime, we're going to get richer.
All right. So that's the people who have money. What about some of the barometers like gold? A lot of people, you hear a lot of ads on the radio for people investing in gold. A lot of people have made a lot of money in gold, but I'm not sure they made a lot of money in the last couple of years.
Well, I think if you go back to 1955, gold probably has not even averaged 3% a year. If you were the lucky guy who picked the bottom in the 1980s, then you had a home run until 2 years ago. It's a political statement to me rather than an investment. And maybe it's an important political statement. Maybe 5% or 10% of everyone's wealth should be hidden in precious metals. To me, that is not an investment in America. It is not an investment in yourself. It's a statement that you want to be defensive against some sort of a war or some sort of a political event.
Mm. All right, so let's take all of this stuff in a general. The Dow Jones is at an all-time high, and it doesn't seem to make any sense. The banks have a lot of cash.
It doesn't make any sense. And we're where we were 6 years ago.
Yeah, so,
the point of the recent article I wrote was that, wait a second, folks, don't believe all the hype. We're exactly where we were 6 years ago. If you're the type of person who cannot stomach seeing your money going up and down, up and down, up and down, you have no business in the stock market. If you're a forward-looking person who has a horizon of 5 or 10 years, who wants to invest in America, it's a great time to invest.
All right, do we go into another recession or not? What are your thoughts on where we are versus where we've been?
I think we are coming into a very, very positive boom period, as certain areas in the world are struggling to get out of recession, such as Europe. People want to be in the U.S. They want their kids to go to school in the U.S., and they want their money in the U.S.
All right. Where can we read some of your writing?
Well, a lot of it appears in the American Reporter online over the years, AmericanReporter.com, and I don't do as much writing as I used to do, but there's enough stuff to keep people busy probably for about 4 years.
AmericanReporter.com. I must tell you that it is always good to hear your voice, and I'm glad that we were able to touch base so we get this overview of where we are in terms of the markets, in terms of money, whether I think the good news here is that you don't think we're going into another recession. So check out my my pal, Mr. Biz, Mark Sheinbaum's writings at AmericanReporter.com. We'll post that up at DougStephan.com. Mark, thank you. It's 18 past the hour, and good day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Hey, focus on the video of the day coming up next year on Good Day.
Your
your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Song. This is Insanity.
What's that?
Stop the Insanity. Isn't that a gym? Isn't that a workout?
That's a diet. That's Susan Powder. She was the one with the shaved blonde hair.
Oh, right. But isn't there a...
And then there's also the Insanity Workout, which is a little more current, which is what everybody does now. They're all into Insanity.
You're doing it?
No. I'm not insane.
Yeah, everybody.
Hi, stop Roberta. The insanity is more my speed.
Roberta, are you doing the insanity exercise routine?
Yes, I work here every morning.
Ah, see, very good.
She got you.
Right, Michael, let's keep the audio going. The video of the day today actually goes back a couple of years. A video from China going viral. What it does, it features a baby monkey riding around on a pig. Somebody has revisited that video, adding a little creativeness, that is the song, to the video of the baby monkey riding around on a pig. So I guess we could crank this up for a moment, Michael.
You got to keep on getting on. Get on the pig and hold on tight. Baby monkey.
Baby monkey. All right, so... Ken Kessler is here. He has worked for a long time on the production of this program and has over the years been in and out, and I've decided I want to have him back again for comments and as we watch what's going on in the social media side of things and as we try to acknowledge and keep up with what's going on news-wise. How does it explain to the audience how we come up with our videos of the day and how far back can one go? I was with somebody yesterday afternoon, Kenny. The reason I'm asking the question is I was with a fellow who wanted to find the Good Day app, and he did, and he found yesterday's program, and then he was amazed that he went all the way back to August of 2009 or something on one of the sites, and I'm not sure which app it was. So as we acknowledge the things that we keep on our website at DougStephan.com, how far back can you go to see videos of the day or some of the other information that we keep there, like even the Queen of Cheap box? How far back does the information go?
Well, with the Queen of Cheap, a lot of those offers expire, so those go away.
Get rid of them, yeah.
With the videos of the day, to the left on the front page, just to the left of today's video, you'll see the last three, and then under it says more videos. And if you click that, you'll go to the Video of the Day page, and you can go back. It looks like there are at least 13 pages worth of it. No, it goes on. Let's see, 36 pages of videos.
36 pages of videos. Good heavens. All right, so anyway, the Video of the Day there, you found how. What attracted you to that video?
I found it by accident. I was looking for some other things, and I came across the name of it, a baby pig riding on a monkey. And I thought, well, that might be funny. Let me see what... I didn't know about the video that came out a few years ago, so I thought, let me just see what it looks like. And it's and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's really cute, a little cute little baby monkey on a pig. But the song is really catchy, even though it sounds so stupid. You just
that feel it does.
In your head later.
Yep. All right. So check that out. Andrea Metcalf helps us with our fitness and the average wedding cost coming up. That's next on Good Day.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 when the one for customer while supplies last.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com.
healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We, the people, grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You're invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program, we'll be joined by Andrea Metcalf, who has some health and exercise news. She's the guru of fitness and keeping ourselves focused on the activity, the exercising, the things that men and women need to do to keep themselves healthy. That's why I find her of such value. So I think you do, too, because we always get great reaction to her. So we'll go to her website. You can always go to her website and check out what's going on, AndreaMetcalf.com. Ideas on working out at work, among other things. Plus, there are always 900 jillion different events that Andrea is involved in that are good to follow on the web as well. Speaking of that, our poll today at DougSteffens.com is based on a study, Jennifer and Roberta, the study of wedding costs. A lot of women, the month of marriage is June traditionally, I guess, right? That hasn't changed. So
right.
About this time, women more than men are planning their marriages that would take place in June. Oftentimes the planning starts a year out. You get an announcement. I remember when Megan decided she was going to marry Matthew, she sent an email to all of her friends and relatives, save this date, and it was about a year out.
Save the date. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that traditional now? Is it about a year?
It's the new tradition. I don't know if you do it a year in advance. Some people do it as far out as a year, but other people might do like a save the date 6 months ahead of time just so you hold the date in your calendar.
Right. All right. So it would be interesting for us all to ask our parents how much it cost them to get married and then to sort of reflect on what it was, those of us who were married, what it cost us to get married. Maybe project into the future. There's a poll published today at DougSteffens.com that finds the average cost of a wedding this year will be up to $28,000. $28,000. How much did you spend for your wedding? As a matter of fact, that's the poll question at DougSteffens.com. How much did your wedding cost? Roberta, you remember how much yours cost?
The backyard went to my cat free.
Oh, gosh. But you got to remember, I was married in 1979, and at the time, I think it cost between $8,000 and $10,000.
Really? Yeah. I remember getting married. I remember Tony's father telling my father that it cost him $4,500, and my father, I think, kicked in another $4,000 or so. That was in 1971. So
yep.
Now the cost is $28,000. How does the average person...
That's the average cost.
Yeah.
Not in New York City.
Right.
Well, so that's easily double or triple that in New
yeah.
York.
So how do you afford a wedding that costs you $75,000? How does the average person pay for a $75,000 wedding?
Well, you know what I told my children?
What?
I said, look, when you want to get married, let's do this. I said, just, like, go away. Somewhere.
Go away.
You know, if you want, invite some of your friends. Mm. I said, use that money as a down payment on a house or a condo or something. Mm-hmm. And when you come back, we'll just throw like a big
house party
for you.
Yeah.
Big house.
Right.
A lot of people, that seems to be the trend now. I think with the economy kind of, people have definitely taken that offer, you know, using it for a down payment on a house. Or I actually had a friend who did a destination wedding in Hawaii, which was beautiful. And even though it was Hawaii, it still cost her a lot less than doing a traditional wedding because she only had maybe 20 people there, maybe even less than that. And then they used their money for a really great honeymoon in Australia. And, you know, they actually took the time to travel, which was kind of fun.
So the poll...
destination weddings are huge, and it's actually saving money because what they do is they do a destination wedding, and everybody basically has to pay their own way. You get
it eliminates the riffraff.
Right.
The riffraff will come. Yeah,
you have to pay your own way, and so you save a lot. You have a great week-long party or weekend party, but you also save the money of having. And who? I mean, honestly, when you think about traditional weddings, it's like going to a dinner dance. It's like, oh my goodness, please, no, and now Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and everybody get up. And dance and everybody circle to the left. It's like, oh my goodness, get me out of here.
The poll today, listen, you can tell Roberta was really a fan of her wedding. The poll today, how much did your wedding cost? A, under $500. I'm really eager to feel the essence of this tomorrow when we report on the results of the poll. How much did your wedding cost? A, under $500. B, between $500 and $1,000. C, between $1,000 and $5,000. Between $5,000 and $10,000 is D. E, between $10,000 and $20,000 is F. E, F is over $20,000. And G is I have no idea.
Ha.
All right.
My parents pay for it. But, you know, it also depends on different parts of the country. In some parts of the country, you know, you go to the wedding ceremony, wherever that may be, and then you come back to the house and have coffee and cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's very traditional in some parts of the country.
Yep.
Though in other parts of the country, like the East Coast, you got these big, lavish wedding halls, like Leonard's of Great Neck, you know, with the four-story tall chandelier and, you know, the glass walls and the whole bit and the wedding bands. So it all depends on where you are.
My wedding will be at a winery, and I will be drunk, most likely.
Also,
scares me.
Besides wedding, when you're on the East or West Coast, you've got the bar mitzvahs and the bat mitzvahs, which sometimes can be lavish. Oh,
or quinceañeras, even. I mean, you hear, like around here, that's what we get a lot of. And the parties are like insane, and the dresses.
Yep.
You know, I had figured this was going to be a 2-minute conversation.
I know.
And then
surprise.
I should have forgotten, or I should have thought about the fact that two of you would go off. I didn't need to even be here for this. However,
much like most of the show, actually, Dougie. Give Roberta and I a topic, we're on it.
I was at a bar mitzvah once, and I remember we were just talking, and one of the other parents said, oh, yeah, I had my son's bar mitzvah the other month. I said, oh, how was it? He said, well, it was like buying a new Mercedes and driving it off a cliff.
As long as I've lost it now, I remember going to Ken's wedding to Lisa in Las Vegas, which was
the right way, yeah.
How many years ago was that?
It was 7 years ago.
My God. It was the hottest day I can remember. And we flew down there to go to the wedding, and I was down just for the wedding. I flew down in the morning and flew out in the afternoon. I remember how hot it was, but how much fun it was to go to the Elvis. It was the Elvis Chapel. You got married by Elvis.
We did.
How much did it cost? Do you remember?
I think everything, including It was like a week-long vacation. It was just a few thousand dollars. A
couple of thousand bucks. All right. Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about her private life to know how many times she's been married, but I'm wondering, you might as well weigh in on this. We got everybody else weighing in on it. What do you remember about the cost? Have you been married once or twice? How many times have you been married?
Well, I was married once, and yes, okay. It was, you know, I was 21 years old, 432 people, and well over 20,000. The money that we got from the wedding paid for my last year of college, so I don't know if it was a wash or what. So
really? You got money to pay for... Okay, so that was cool. And how long did the marriage last?
21 years. So.
Okay. All right. So, Kenny, you were married before, too, right? Before Lisa, you were married. I think I remember that. Right. How long was your first marriage?
Just shy of 10 years.
And how much did it cost to be married the first time? Do you remember?
I think it was, with everything, I think it was between 5 and 10.
Yeah, okay. So that's there's a very interesting retrospective. I think more there's a reflection here versus what the wedding costs are now, unless you're getting somebody in your family married this year. I think it's more interesting for us to think back on what it actually costs and what we think about what we do with that money if we had it today. At least that's what I'm thinking about. All right, in a moment, Andrea brings us up to date with how to work out at work. Stand by for Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done. With an industry-leading distribution network, Granger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Granger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliate.
AndreaMetcalf.com is a place to go to follow Andrea. You can follow her because her connection is loud and clear at DougStefan.com. She's here every week to talk about how to keep yourself in shape. She just quipped to me as we were coming back in. You talked about how much it cost to get married. How much does it cost to get divorced? Is that like we could probably spend a half hour on that, right?
I'm sure there's an exponential multiplier.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about the trend, the corporate trend, to get people to exercise and stay fit at work and the benefits. So, Andrea, if you would speak to what corporations are looking at and why they are thinking, some of those who are forward-thinking, of encouraging, if not requiring, their employees to exercise, to stay fit, and even take a nap at work. How does all that fit together?
That's right. I mean, we've seen Fortune 500 companies for years, you know, even the leaders in fast food like the McDonald's or even Walgreens, Office Max. All these companies set up corporate health programs which entitle the employee to either A, get a kickback on their health club membership if they turn, they go a few days a month. And, I mean, that's what's really exciting is we are seeing a trend to have these corporations support your health goals and encouraging people at work to get out and take that 10-minute walk by giving them pedometers or giving them tracking systems. Now, you may think it's a little bit like Big Brother, but actually, I think we need it at this point. We need the encouragement and we need the motivation to say it's time to take care of ourselves. But just recently, over the weekend in the news, was the report on napping at work. 10 to 15 minutes nap once a day increases productivity. So a lot of corporations are setting up sleep centers so that someone can go and take a nap. And given the option, when you're really run down, you're really stressed, should you exercise or take a nap? If you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep a night for more than a week, then you definitely should be taking that nap instead of taking the walk.
Mm-hmm. All right, so naps are more important than the exercise routine. But let's say you do exercise a lot, men and women both. You found some information that's pretty interesting about aspirin and why. Is this applicable to women more than men in terms of the benefits of taking aspirin either before or after you exercise?
Well, Stanford University just came out with the latest research that they found over a 10-year period, and this was primarily women, that you have lower incidences of skin cancer if you're taking the aspirin daily, as well as many other cancers. Now, the interesting thing about that is we only thought aspirin was good for a headache or maybe right after if you thought you were experiencing a heart attack, and even some people taking a daily baby aspirin as we get into our 50s, 60s, and beyond as a preventive measure. But what's exciting about this is we find that this has anti-inflammation benefits. So it decreases the inflammation through the body, just like exercise does. Now, it's not a replacement. You can't take an aspirin instead of taking a walk. But it's good to understand that even a very small amount of aspirin daily, like a baby aspirin, and, of course, discuss this with your doctor, could be a great preventive health measure in the long run.
Mm-hmm. One final question about exercising and the aspirin bringing me around to thinking. My lady is an ardent exerciser. She goes to the gym 4 or 5 times a week, does all kinds of various and sundry things. And I'm wondering, in terms of how women feel after they work out versus how men feel, the burn, the gain, that sort of stuff, how does it differ from men to women in your experience of having done this for decades?
Well, it's a really interesting thought pattern because how many of us even take the time to be present after a workout or during a workout to say, how am I feeling? What is this like? I think the long-term benefits, once we start exercising, we see a change in our weight, a change in how our body looks, maybe even a change in energy or our sleep. But I haven't heard many comments on from the guys or from the ladies saying that I feel this burn. I think it's more when I'm actually training somebody, I look in their face and how they're breathing to know when they're getting to that edge of really where they're going to get the most results in the shortest amount of time. You want to peak that intensity and get to the point of fatigue without the point of injury. So, you know, for me, it's more of an expression thing of how I see people look and breathe than it is them telling me how they feel. But it's a really interesting question because I certainly feel the heat and the pain.
Yeah.
I don't mean pain in a negative way. But
no. But that's what
feeling when I get to the last set.
Yeah, that's what she's saying, that it's there's a burn. She feels it in various muscles, and I can't think that that's bad. It probably just makes you more conscious of what you're doing and how you're doing it. Check out Andrea's website and all her activities. Man, is she a networker and a half. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com and follow what she's doing day to day here. It's Doug Steffens, good day at 10 before the hour.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Listen carefully to this theme, please, as it is the substance of how you can win a swell prize. You can identify the theme music to what movie series, I guess we could say, because it is a movie series, Chucker, right? Haven't there been 6 of these? Don't tell me what the name
is. I think they made 6 or 7.
Six or seven of them, okay. All right, so you hear the theme. Do we need to play a little more of it, or if you get it, you get it by this point, you think?
I think you got it. If you get it, you get it.
If you get it, you get it. All right, I don't know what the ladies have, but I hesitate to ask them because one of them will blurt out the answer. And
I will not blurt it out, Dougie, but I will tell you I know it.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Roberta.
Oh, yeah.
Does Roberta know it?
Does it have to do with outer space?
No. 888-302-3684. No, actually, it's very grounded, actually, in terms of reality. It is. Michael, play just a little bit more of the beginning of it. What's this the theme to? There have been a total of 7 of these movies so far. I think that's Chuckers right. So what's this song or a theme from? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. We have some new things in the prize closet. I don't know what they are, frankly. But that's fine. We'll figure it out.
But you're just guessing they're going to be swell.
I know they'll be swell because our prizes are always swell.
Which is better than the last prizes, which are rotten.
Right, exactly. No more rotten prizes.
You're going to win a rotten prize.
Only good prizes here
on
Good Day. And speaking of prizes, Chucker has some movie news for us. A lot of things going on in the world of movies, so we'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now.
Just call 1-800-491-5856.
Be the guy you used to be.
Just call 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here, Chucker. I noticed with all the buzz on Oz, the great and powerful, they're, even though, as I said yesterday, the reviews are awful.
That's not really. They're 60% positive, 40% negative. The people who like it seem to really dig it. The people who don't just sort of dismiss it as, not very good. But like I said, I liked it. I just think it's flawed, needed a couple rewrites. But I think it's well worth seeing. Could have been great. It's not. It is good enough to recommend. A lot of good things in it.
Good things in it. All right. Speaking of good things, I don't know if you... I saw this, and I couldn't remember us talking about Sofia Vergara in talks to join Jason Statham in a remake of that Burt Reynolds movie, Heat. Do you remember that?
I didn't discuss it, but I read about that last week. That was one of the Burt Reynolds films of the 80s that was one of his...
Wasn't that the movie Catherine Deneuve was in, and he gets killed at the end? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I don't remember the whole film. It's a long time since I've seen it, but they are going to remake it with Jason Statham, and she's reportedly going to be the female lead, which is, I don't know. I don't get that part. But
the way you look at her, it would give added bonus or incentive to somebody getting hot, thus the name of the movie Heat.
Maybe. Good point, Doug.
Thank you.
Speaking of Oz the Great and Powerful, despite its big box office weekend opening, director Sam Raimi says he will not direct the planned follow-up sequel, although Disney's planning on turning this into a franchise property, has a couple writers already writing the follow-up. One other bit of news, Meet the Parents director Jay Roach signing on to helm a movie based on the life of disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong. But Warner Brothers, actually Paramount, has a Lance Armstrong film also in development. Why we need two of those movies, I don't know, but
and Amanda,
I'm sure he's not too happy about it, let's be honest.
No. Amanda Seyfried, is that how you pronounce your name? How do you pronounce her name? Seyfried?
I think that's right, yeah.
Seyfried?
You got it. You were right the first time.
Right.
Yeah, first.
And Charlize Theron are going to be in a movie that Seth MacFarlane directs called A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes, to follow up the Ted. It's sort of like a homage to Blazing Saddles. It's a Western comedy. You know, Seyfried was born and raised in Allentown, which is about 40 minutes from where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, here's the list of movies that opened on this date in 1998, Firestorm, with Howie Long and Scott Glenn. Remember that?
Yeah, that was Howie Long's one and only forte into feature films, other than the co-starring role with Travolta and Chris Slater in that other movie.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.